It is 3 p.m. on October 25th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 41 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of SFU news, independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leaps hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. All SFU news are based on Twitter. On October 21st, SFU News published an article on methadone, where SFU Health Science Professor Dr. Bohan Nosik, who is also a researcher at Center for Advancing Outcomes, found that methadone is much more effective than buprenorphine naloxone for treatment retention, a 37 to 40% lower rate of stopping treatment in a 10-year period, and was published in the American Journal Medical Association, where the BC Center for Substance Use, UBC, and McGill in Canada, with universities from US and UK, also contributed. Three events occurred on October 22nd, when the three-day SFU Career Festival started in the Burnaby main campus, where over 90 organizations from a large range of industries, including career, co-op, volunteer opportunities, on top of serving graduate school professional development programs at AQ North and Bluson Hallways, also according to the SFU Student Services website. SFU Research promoted Stephanie Simmons as part of Canada's new generation of innovators as the founder, chief quantum officer of Photonic, with support from SFU and the Canada Foundation for Innovation. Furthermore, on October 22nd, Nick Dolby, SFU's Distinguished Professor of Marine Diversity and Conservation, who was recently voted into the Royal Society of Canada, made the scholarly impact of the week as his recent study with 300 experts found the following. A third of deep water sharks are targets of international oil trade, with half of those in danger of extinction, as 521 species of sharks, rays, and chimeras were examined over the last 8 years. On October 23rd, Courtney Luss published an article on the SFU News website on a new SFU research where impacts of climate change will lead to heat waves affecting river flows later into fall and earlier in the spring, as SFU postdoctoral fellow Sam Anderson and environmental sciences professor Sean Chartrand studied 860 rivers in their first research together, which was published in Earth's Future. And Sanip Kaur Glober, a PhD candidate in arts education, received Chris Magnuson Emerging Award for her research in social activism, healing, and combining Punjabi multi-generational experiences with Sikh knowledges. On October 24th, the SFU Career Fair moved to the Surrey campus in the SRYC mezzanine. SFU's new major in Urban Worlds was launched, and SFU's Venture Labs, which was open to researchers up to $15,000, closed.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Hello, this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at thepeak@sfu. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
First music today is Call Me Malcolm's Echoes and Ghosts with Dahlia. The following content has some explicit language. The listener discretion is advised. That was Dahlia from Call Me Malcolm's Echoes and Ghosts. Next up is Alison Burick's Realm. Here is Solstice 1, Dreams and Memories. To comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. There were four events on October 19th. Both Red Leaf swimming teams concluded their two-day duel against the UNLV Rebels at Jim Wright's Pool in Las Vegas, Nevada, where races were short courses, distances in meters, with times in minutes and seconds. 11 points were awarded to team race winners, 9 to individual race winners, and 4 for runner-ups. The only SFU winner was Tori McClenchuk in the women's 800 at 842.93 and women's 400 at 416.65, as the SFU Red Leafs were destroyed 157.67. These are scores for the women's between SFU and UNLV. While men's were walloped 166-67 by the UNLV Rebels at Jim Wright's Pool in Las Vegas, Nevada. The scores were just from last Saturday. Meanwhile, SFU Red Leafs volleyball tripled the host Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 3-1 at Johnson Sports Center in Nampa, Idaho. SFU men's soccer were also in Nampa to take on Northwest Nazarene. The Nighthawks opened the scoring at 11:45 as Caleb Putney eluded Jordan Thorson. The Red Leafs amped up pressure on Northwest backstop Gerardo Fonte, but he stopped all of 8 SFU shots as the Nighthawks edged the Red Leafs 1-0, whose keeper Jordan Thorson yielded 1 goal on 2 shots at NNU Soccer Field in Nampa, Idaho, where 2 yellow cards were issued, both to the hosts. SFU Women's Soccer capped off October 19th as they visited Western Washington in Bellingham. The host Vikings opened the scoring at 79-51 as Emily Holdridge eluded Red Leafs Sarah Lowen, who got ejected 97 seconds later at 81-28. After giving up a goal on 4 shots. From which Kelsey Fisher took over as she faced 1 shot in 8:32. Meanwhile, Bellingham's goaltender, let me take a look who the goalie was. Just a minute. There was only 2 shots SFU fired at Bellingham. Let me look at Bellingham's goaltender. Bear with me for a few more seconds. Western Washington's Abigail Trengold needed to stop just 2 shots for a clean sheet as the host Vikings shaded the SFU Red Leafs 1-0 at Harrington Field in Bellingham, Washington. 4 events occurred on October 21st. Both Red Leafs golf teams started in the Dennis Rose Invitational in Hawaii, with men's at Mauna Lani Golf Course in Kohala Coast, with women's at Village Course in Waikoloa. Meanwhile, SFU Volleyball was honored by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference as Red Leaf Izawa Malish was named the Defensive Player of the Week as she averaged 2.14 blocks per set for a total of 15 blocks and 7 sets played, including 8 blocks during SFU's 3-1 win last Saturday, the Red Leafs' second win of the week, as Malish increased her block average to 1.2 blocks per set. Furthermore, SFU Volleyball was named the GNAC Team of the Week, as it has won 6 in a row, including 2 last week. Setter Eva Persson leads the GNAC with 8.84 assists per set, seconds last week with 10.43, and had 1,881 assists entering this week. Offense has been led by Brooke Dexter and Davida Hill, who led SFU with 15 kills, 11 digs in a win over Central Washington. And Dexter led the Red Leafs with 20 kills and 11 digs in a win over the Nighthawks. Brooke Dexter leads the GNAC with 4.04 kills per set this season, 4.29 kills per set last week. Is also the active leader with 1,171 career kills, and eclipsing Tessa May, who had 1,167 kills, as SFU's all-time leader. Dexter is also 5th in hitting percentage with .299. Meanwhile, Davida Hill is 4th in GNAC with 3.18 kills per set, and 8th in hitting percentage with .272. Mason Unger has led the Red Leafs volleyball's ball control with 4.4 digs per set, with 16 digs over the Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks, and recorded double-digit digs in all but 2 matches this season. On October 22nd, both SFU golf teams concluded the 2-day Dennis Rose Invitational in Hawaii. The Red Leafs men's, which competed at Mauna Lani North Course in Kohala Coast, finished tied for 10th with Stanislaus State after firing 11 over par 587 strokes over 2 rounds, led by Dansby Carswell with 5 under par 139 strokes, good for a 5-way tie for 6th, followed by there was another golfer. Just some players that I missed. Just bear with me for a few more seconds. Just a minute, please. Sorry about this. Just a minute. Not sure who that was. I will come back with that with that player later on. The third SFU player was Max Corcoran with 4 over par 148 strokes, a 3-way tie for 43rd. Justin Bjornsson with 13 over par 157 strokes, a 5-way tie for 87th. And Brendan O'Brien with 14 over par 158 strokes for 92, in a field of 106 golfers among 19 teams. Colorado Christian won the team crown after firing 30 under par 546 strokes over 2 rounds, with its Sungyup Cho and Sangha Park co-winning the individual crown after firing 10 under par 134 strokes each. In the men's Dennis Rose Invitational at Mauna Lani North Course in Kohala Coast, Hawaii. Now to the Red Leafs women's golf, which also competed in the 2-day Dennis Rose Invitational, but a village course in Waikoloa, also in Hawaii, finished 4th after firing 28 over par 604 strokes after 2 rounds, led by Izzy Ferguson with 4 over par, 148 strokes, good for a 3-way tie for 7th, followed by Dana Smith with 5 over par, 149 strokes, a 3-way tie for 10th. Chloe Tran with 8 over par, 152 strokes, a 10-way tie for 19th. Mira Minhas with 13 over par, 157 strokes, a 5-way tie for 43. And Sua Park with 19 over par, 163 strokes, a tie for 63rd with Hunter Glatio of Colorado Mesa. Missouri St. Louis won the team crown after firing 15 over par, 591 strokes over 2 rounds, with Madison Murr of Cal State San Marcos winning the individual crown after 7 under par, 137 strokes, in the women's Dennis Rose Invitational at Village Course in Waikoloa in Hawaii. On October 23rd, Debbie Brill, who is part of the SFU Sports Hall of Fame, received an Order of Sports Awards and was inducted into the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame, Class 2024, in Gatineau, Quebec. Brill is the first North American woman to clear 6 feet or 183 centimeters at 16, with gold medals in 1970 Commonwealth and 1971 Pan American Games, followed by competing in the 1972 and 1976 Olympics while perfecting her own technique as Brill Bend. Debbie Brill is an 11-time world champion when she set indoor women's jump record at 1.99 meters back in 1982, followed by becoming an officer in Order of Canada back in 1983. Brill continued high jump into her 50s as she set the high jump over 50 at 1.6 meters in 2004. Later on October 23rd, two SFU swimmers earned Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Swimmers of the Week, Marcus Mack and Tori McClunchick, for the period between October 11th and 20th. On October 24th, the Red Leafs women's soccer hosted the Central Washington Wildcats in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. The hosts opened the scoring at 23:44 as Michaela Tupper scored her first of the season, followed by Caden Sherwood's third at 78:41 and Dariela Lopez's fourth tally at 84:18, all on Danica Galbraith. Kelsey Fisher lost her bid for a clean sheet 26 seconds later as Casey Park scored her first of the season at 84:44 as the SFU Red Leafs tripled up the Central Washington Wildcats 3-1 as Kelsey Fisher made 5 saves on 6 shots while Danica Galbraith yielded 3 goals on a 13-shot barrage in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, where no yellow cards were issued. Both Red Leafs golf teams are at the Hawaii Pacific Shootout. Both Red Leafs golf teams are at the Hawaii Pacific Sharks Shootout with women's at Kohala Coast and men's in Waikoloa, Hawaii. Round one is concluded from what I understand, with SFU in a three-way tie for 10th, 5 over par. Now with women's, SFU's currently 6 with 11 over par.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. 3 points are awarded for a conference record win. Three points are awarded for a conference win with 1 point for a conference tie. Western Oregon is first at 6-0, 18 points conference, 10-1-1 overall. Northwest Nazarene, for some reason, is listed second, 3-2-1 conference, 10 points. But they're 4-6-2 overall. Seattle Pacific also has the identical 3-2-1 conference record, 10 points, but are 6-4-2 overall. So there might be an error here. Montana State Billings are 4th at 3-2-1, 10 points, 4-4-4 overall. So Northwest Nazarene might have... I think there are some issues in the GNAC men's soccer standing page. Western Oregon, the 5th team in the standings list, 3-2-1 conference, but are 5-4-3 overall. Simon Fraser, 1-4, 3 points, 2-7-2 overall. And St. Martin's, 0-7 conference, 0-13 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, a conference win is worth 3 points, with a conference tie worth just 1 point. Western Washington is first at 7-0-2 conference, 23 points, 8-2-4 overall. Seattle Pacific, a second, 5-0-4 conference, 19 points, 7-1-5 overall. Simon Fraser, third, 5-3-1 conference, 16 points, 9-3-1 overall. Western Oregon, fourth, 4-1-4, 16 points, 4-3-7 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fifth, 3-6 conference, 9 points, 3-10 overall. Montana State Billings, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 5, 2 conference, 8 points, but are 5, 6, 2 overall. St. Martin's, 7th, 1, 6, 2 conference, 5 points, 1, 11, 2 overall. And Central Washington is last at 0, 6, 3, 3 points, 1, 7, 4 overall.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Just back to the men's golf at Dennis Rose Invitational. SFU's second golfer behind Dan Skibby Carswell was Yanni Giamoukias, who fired 145 strokes over two rounds. Now, here are the volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Simon Fraser is first at 8-1 conference, 12-4 overall. Central Washington, second, 8-2 conference, 10-6 overall. Western Washington, third, 6-3 conference, 7-8 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, fourth, 6-4 conference, but are 14-6 overall. Western Oregon, fifth, 5-5 conference, 13-6 overall. Seattle Pacific, 6-5-5 conference, but are 5-13 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 7th, 4-6 conference, 10-10 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 8th, 4-6 conference, 7-11 overall. St. Martin's, 9th, 3-7 conference, 5-13 overall. And Montana State Billings, last at 0-10 conference, 7-13 overall.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome to the second half of episode 41 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music featured on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Blushes Still Wet. The tune is Mud.